New HIV transmissions can be ended, but political will is needed. That's according to HIV Ireland this morning. Over 8,000 people are living with the virus in Ireland, and newly notified transmissions are going up by about 200 a year. The first national HIV conference opens in Dublin today. Its keynote speaker is Brighton-based Irish clinical professor in HIV medicine and chair of the British HIV Association, Professor Yvonne Gillies. She's with us here now in studio. Thanks for coming in, Professor.
Thank you for having me.
Now, firstly, can you remind us, what is HIV? How is it transmitted? How is it treated?
So HIV is a virus. It's mainly transmitted through unprotected sex. And it is treated with antiretroviral medication, which somebody starts as soon as they're diagnosed, and they remain on it for life. And it's very effective to maintain a normal life expectancy now.
You're here to talk about transmissions. Do we know exactly how many new transmissions there are in Ireland every year?
So I think the reality is we don't know that answer, because there's not enough testing happening in Ireland to be able to answer that. We know there's opt-out emergency department testing in St James's Hospital. And we think we know there's 8,000 people living with HIV, but we think there's probably about 15% of people in Ireland who don't know they have
HIV. So to get a better picture of this, do we need better testing, or do we need a change there?
The tests are very good. It's actually getting the test done. So it's rolling it out to emergency departments, to GP surgeries, to other areas as well. Just making it normal practice to have an HIV test when you're having a blood test.
Now, you want to see the number of transmissions disappearing here in Ireland. How do you go about that?
So I'm part of the action plan for HIV, so the HIV action plan in England. And that was launched in 2021 and is chaired by Kevin Fenton. And that is a plan with five main themes, but it's to diagnose undiagnosed HIV. It's to get those with HIV on treatment, so there's no further HIV transmissions, because once you're on treatment, there's zero chance of passing it on if your treatment is good and working. We also want to reduce the number of HIV-related illnesses and deaths, because that still happens and people are diagnosed late. And we want to reduce HIV stigma, because that's still a really big issue everywhere. So with the HIV Action Plan, it highlighted not only the UN AIDS targets of 95%, 95, 95, 95, it highlighted actually we still had work to do in the UK, in England. And by bringing people together, the government, medics, academics, the community, you can actually work together to try and find the best solution to get that action plan in place.
So in June here in Ireland, we saw the National Sexual Health Strategy being published. It commits to developing a HIV action plan.
Absolutely.
What exactly do we need to see in that plan to reduce transmission? What's the most important part of this?
The key thing is testing and HIV prevention treatment. And they've been really two of the key successes within the English UK HIV Action Plan. So we have, there's been 4 million emergency department HIV tests carried out and 1,400 new HIV diagnoses made. But also we have increased the number of people accessing HIV prevention treatment. So people might not know, but there's a pill that people who are at risk of acquiring HIV can take to avoid getting HIV. And we've been increasing our ability to give that to the population who need it.
What kind of political will do we need to see in Ireland? What does the Irish government need to do on this?
So for all those things to happen, you need a commitment, urgent commitment to progress. And that's what the two-day conference is about. It's about bringing people together who can collaborate, who can actually plan the pathway, because it has to be actioned. Committing is one thing, but you actually have to get funding in place and make the plan and put the plan in place.
So commitment and funding to match.
Funding is essential. It's the only way it works.
Professor Yvonne Gillies, thanks for coming into us into studio this morning. It's now 7:25.